time for some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so Claire is saying, in quotes, first of all, I've listened to your show for years.
Aww.
Ever since I moved to Louisville for school, you two have been on my radio.
Yay.
So I got a question for you, maybe your listeners. I dated a coworker in my department for about a year. It wasn't a fling. It was a full-on relationship. Everyone in the office knew.
Mm-hmm.
At first, it was fun. We kept it professional at work until it wasn't. We broke up 5 months ago.
Okay.
It got messy.
Oh.
There were awkward run-ins, gossip. Eventually, HR had to get involved because of some inappropriate DMs he'd sent me after we split. Never wanted it to blow up like that, but it became office drama for months.
Mm-hmm.
I even considered quitting over it.
Okay.
Here's where it gets complicated. A new coworker started recently, different team, but we crossed paths a lot. We've been talking, texting a little.
No, don't do it.
I honestly feel like there's a real connection. He's smart, funny, mature, nothing like my ex.
Uh-huh.
Part of me thinks I'd be dumb to ignore this just because of the past.
Be dumb.
But the other part of me is terrified of being labeled the girl who just dates around the office. I know people still talk. I don't want to give them more to gossip about, but I definitely don't want to end up in another HR mess. So what should I do? Trust my gut and explore something real? Or avoid it completely to protect my reputation and job?
Man.
Yeah.
My initial reaction is don't go there again. Don't go there again.
Know, but what if
urges?
This is her person?
She can't help the urges.
And she can't, you know, help where she meets the one, even if it was right after not the one that she works with.
Ah, man.
I get it.
Well, she did say she considered quitting before. So maybe you just keep the conversation alive, start looking for another job in your field, and just change jobs. I don't know. That's like.
But there's opportunity for the conversation to blossom when you see each other at work.
Every day, yeah.
Uh huh.
It sounds like you're on board.
Of course, I'm a romantic.
Oh.
I want this to be her person.
You want it to be her person.
Yeah. What if this is her person? And she's just got to, you know what? Just see where the exchange is. Keep the conversation going.
Okay, so keep it secret.
Feels like it's going to escalate and they might actually start dating. Then maybe we explore quitting. If there's going to be a relationship blooming.
Oh,
I know, but maybe we're more careful about it.
I mean, they say you're more than likely going to meet. There are so many instances of dating someone that you work with.
Well, yes. I mean, how are you sitting there having married someone that you worked with, not sitting there going, it can happen?
Well, I didn't date more than one person I worked with. I only dated one.
Okay, so what if you had dated someone before you started dating Elizabeth at the deli? Would that have deterred you?
That probably would have been
from
Lisa,
dating her?
And I would no.
Elizabeth's like, who's Lisa?
Wait a minute, who's that? She sounds hideous.
I don't remember her.
Actually, she probably does. I actually pulled a name of someone we actually worked with.
Oh my gosh.
But there was nothing. Nothing ever happened.
Nothing happened. Nothing.
I didn't even want anything to happen.
Yes. Jordan, don't dip your pen in company ink. Well, already did.
I mean, we already did, so.
Yes.
So either resign yourself to the fact that you're going to get labeled the office dater and just go for it.
Right. I mean, yes. And Lisa, signed HR.
HR's like, again.
Not again.
Claire, what have we told you about this?
I know. And it's bad that there was drama.
Yeah.
From the fallout.
Yeah, exactly.
Of the last one.
Because
they're just like, listen, didn't you learn your lesson the first time?
Yeah, HR is going to not be so friendly maybe with you this next time.
But I can hear Claire going, but, different department.
Yeah.
But, it should be fine.
All right. So if you've got a story about the worst workplace romance that you've ever witnessed, let us know, share it. Maybe that'll help Claire see the light.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if you had, I mean, this has happened on reality TV shows before. Like to couples that have a show together. They break up, but they still have the show.
Right.
Oh.
All right. So 502-795-1997 is our number. Would love to hear your stories. Workplace romances. All right. We want to hear
it. Work out? Was it awful?
Give
us. Are you still paying for it?
Ah, give us the details. All right.
The dirt.
Office drama happening thanks to Claire and her wanting to not be labeled the office dater.
But then she wants to date in the office.
I know.
Again.
I know. She had a bad breakup with a coworker about 5 months ago.
They dated for a year and then it got real messy.
Yeah, but now there's someone new and she's like, oh, hi. Now Kelly's
a different department.
Now Kelly's like, hey, go for it. YOLO.
Well, I am kind of a romantic when it comes to that.
Wait. You've never dated someone you worked with though, right?
No. No. No,
it's all hearsay. You know what? Both of our problems is we've worked together too long.
Yep.
We know too many things. Yep. Anyways, moving on. Whatever.
Moving on.
You're happily married.
Marlene says, oh, tater tot. You did not learn the lesson you were meant to learn.
Tater tot.
I'll break it down for you. Don't date coworkers.
All right.
Keeps it simple.
We'll get to Stephanie's comment here in a sec, who says, yes, date coworkers. But Monica, you have kind of an adjacent story. Go ahead.
So I knew this girl who, I don't know, she was on probation for something. She got locked up, but she ended up having an affair with one of the jailers of the jail.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Man, you didn't even hesitate.
That
you're coming in hot.
0 to 60 in no time. Wow.
Yes, and I feel like a lot of that had to do with they kind of like thought that it was love, but it was really lust.
Uh-huh.
So they both, you know, the secretive of it all, the fun in it, you know, she was in there for like 30 days. So let's keep it real. The other jailer probably weren't that cute, so he was probably the cutest.
He was the cutest.
Absolutely.
About. And for him, she really thought that he cared about her, but as soon as she got out, you know, it was nothing. And I feel like that's the same in the workplace. The real deal of it all is, you know, it would happen. It's just fun, mysterious, like, I don't know
forbidden.
What you want to call it, but it's not
forbidden.
Right. I wouldn't do it. It never works out.
Thank you, Monica.
That was an unexpected realm.
Listen, we got there.
Into.
We got did? There.
Yep.
She's
sure
like,
did.
Hey, it doesn't work out in jails. It's not going to work out at work.
Absolutely. And listen, there is not one person I'm finding in the comments.
No,
on Facebook.
No.
It's just like,
Stephanie,
you know what? Go for it, honey.
Stephanie says go for it. She said, I met my now fiance at work. We began as friends, built into a foundation. We worked in different departments, same building, met in 23, moved in May of 24, just got engaged in February. Congratulations. She says, now I work in a different location, same company though. He was very hesitant at first because he had a previous work relationship that didn't work out and it turned bad. So I knew we were meant to be though, so I wasn't giving up. She says, definitely go for it.
Okay. Well, Brian says there's a measure of risk with any new relationship, right? Even when it feels like the stars align, it's still a gamble. So the question for Claire is, what am I willing to risk? In this case, could be her job and her reputation. So if it's worth risking that, then go for it. But if this job and her reputation are more important, it's not worth the risk.
Mm.
So don't.
Yeah, I guess consider like your place of employment and think, okay, could I... what's more important, working here or this person?
Right. And Rebecca says, so you didn't learn anything from the first embarrassing fiasco? All those people watching y'all be reckless and then you turn around and try to do it again? You don't think HR is going to get involved first now, ma'am? Insert shocked, confused, stunned look.
Kelsey asks, does the ex still work there, though? And I think, yes. I think that I assumed from the message that ex is still there.
Ooh, and then, okay, so then is she considering?
I want to work there.
If it was so messy
yeah.
and such a big thing, and this was 5 months ago,
yeah.
do you think he's at a spot now where he'd be fine hearing and or possibly seeing you with someone else that you both
Yeah, I mean,
with?
he could throw a bomb in the middle of your yes. relationship because exactly. the paint may not still be dry.
Right, you're just kind of considering for me and my little reputation and my feelings, but we need to yeah. consider, is he still like a loose cannon?
All right.
In the situation.
Lots to think about here.
Yes, everyone's just don't get your honey where you get your money.
Yeah, I know, Golden but rule. when you get your heart involved, it's tough to say no.
Yeah, there's gray area.
All right, well, hey, thank you, Claire. Please keep us posted. We're nosy that way, okay?
Especially if you decide to just forge on.
I mean, sounds like she's probably going to do that anyway, so.
I feel like she's a little freight train.
Choo-choo, let's go, all aboard.
I can't stop this freight train.
The Claire train. All right, hey, thank you. That's group therapy.